Yes, my pleasure to come to the
Fine. There are a couple sukkim. A couple pesukim in this week's parsha speak about lev, right? Pasuk Lamed Hey Yod Chochacham Lev Bachem Yavor V'Yasu As Kol Sher Tiva Hashem Lamed Hey Chaf Aleph V'Yavor Kol Ish Asher Nesol Liboy Asher Nidva Ruchoy. Then it's Lamed Hey Mila Oysam Chochmas Lev Lamed Vav Aleph V'Kol Ish Chocham Lev Lamed Vav Ches V'Yasu Kol Chocham Lev. So the Chayin ask, Achera Chochma Shach Lev Chasim, and they ask, Chochma is not in the lev, Chochma is in the mayach. Why do you keep, anytime you refer to Chochma in this parsha and also other parshas, always referring to lev? And the Shalom Shajon is Madaik from Lashon Rambam in the end of Suri B, a Chopes Chafal. She'ein machshavis arayis miskaberis of a lev, honey min a Chochma. That we see that the lev is a mokum Chochma. What's of shat? And he also says that we see when a person does an avera, the Gemara Newman says, it's matamt in the lev. And Shom Shadon says that avera is matamt in the lev, and the mitzvah, chochmas the lev, is the person who does mitzvahs. So you see that the lev has a shaykhis to chochma. So Lev Chasin says that people think that if you know something, then you're a chacham. It doesn't make a difference how you act or what you do. The mind says, safe, go safe, you're a chacham. And he says, it's a tremendous choice. It's like you see these a fat dietitian. You know, he has all the eights how to lose weight, but Maisa can't hardly fit into his chair. And sometimes I pass by the Mada, these guys who are, you know, the ambulances, I see them smoking. It's ironic, this guy's trying to do CPR on people and save lives, and meanwhile he's killing himself. Yeah, it's because it has no shaykhis, the chokhmah has no shaykhis to the lev, that's not real chokhmah. The chokhmah is, if it changes you, it has a shaykhis to the lev, it becomes part of you, you're established to the chokhmah, and then you become a different person, that's chokhmah. And he means the pasuk, chokhm yarei v'sur meira. What is the chokhm yarei v'sur meira? Because the chokhmah has the real chokhmah, then that causes him to internalize it and become part of it, and then mainly he's sur meira. And he gives a mashal. You see a shaita in the street playing with rocks, and you know that one of the rocks he's playing is a diamond. You're going to say that this shaita is a usher saying, come on, he's a nice sized diamond, he's a wealthy shaita. You're going to say he's very rich. Not they're not going to say rich, because he'll lose it in a moment. That just because he's playing with it does not mean he has a shiris. It's the same thing. Person who has chokhma but doesn't apply it, it doesn't mean he is a chokham. He can lose it at any moment. All he is a chamar nice svar. And Rav Shach brings down Erben Yoina in the Ezo Chacham, the Mishnah in Dalar Aleph, Ezo Chacham Leim Kol Adam. Ki Adea Kol Chachma. So he knows everything. Im Eino Oyev Chachma, Eino Chacham El Tipish. That's Erben Yoina. The person who knows it, and if it doesn't have a cheshik to have Chachma, and he's a Tipish, Achash Eino Oyev Chachma, Ki Hi Adas. Avas a chokhmah is das. Acha oivu mis ava. Ava vishen yidea klum. Harizeh nikra chokhm. Person has a tzmoin for chokhmah. Wants to know. Ben Yair tells us that's a chokhm. Shekol kach oiv chokhmah mis ava le shoyel mikol adam. Every single person, that's a chokhm. Af vishen yidea eladav echel bavad yimomeno. And this person knows one thing, I'm going to learn it from him. That's a shoyel for chokhmah. Oz yatzliach as drachov. That's called a chacham. The Ben Yoyin tells us that different agdara chacham. Chacham is not someone who knows. Someone has a rotzen, which is a lev. The lev is the rotzen of a person. The person has a rotzen to know, and mela that comes part of him. Then he is a chacham. And mela, that's shot by only those who had chacham slave. That the chacham wasn't some idea. They know how to do things, but the chacham slave is a part of them that they had a tremendous rotzen to do for the mishkan. That is only who was right to have a shaykhah to be in a mishkan. But some idea. Alma, then that's not right for to build a base bishkar, a makam shas, a shechina. Someone has just dashed but has no leg. And that's from the Rambam. Rambam says, Leiv Pani Mechachma. People can know a belt, but if it's not the Leiv is Pani Mechachma, you don't internalize, you don't live it, then Machshavas Arayis can stare a person and take over the person. I say a Maisa with Rav Shach, that there was a Bacher had psychological problems, and Lerlenu, and he did Kama Averis, Rahman Aslan, Zachin. And they decided that he has to have a medicine. Only problem was that this Bacher did not realize that he was sick. So he didn't realize he was sick, so you can't, how are you going to commit to take the medicine? He doesn't need it. So they were clearing with Rav Shach what to do. So maybe he should put in his food, but he might taste it. So they cleared back and forth and to a chemist and to a laboratory. So Shach took it and he gave it a little taste. He says, it has no taste, it's a Seder. So then afterwards Rav Shach started saying, oh, it's such a chaval, mamish a chaval. So he asked Rav Shach, what's wrong? He says, if you just have a tam in a daf gemara, then you wouldn't have all these problems. He says, Rav Shach, he's not talking about a normal person, he's not a normal bacher. Okay, so a gemara with a shtickle with kirega, then it all we would say there. Rav Shach is because that melef mit the Torah, that has a leiv with the chachmas the Torah, then all the things fall out. All the things fall on the wayside because you're involved, you live with it, it's your leiv. But the lave is not inside it, the mela, then you have returning to other things. And that's together. We see Rabbeinu Yonah says a different measuring stick of what chokhmah is. Chokhmah is not how much you know, but chokhmah is how much you want to know. Maisa, how does one reach it? It's hard. How does one have a desire? So a good zman where people are not so stark in learning, whatever that zman is, not saying when that is, but in the kufa to which people are not so stark and you are persevering and you are trying, even though you have going against the tide, that is a goyrim which will be ma'ari you to have a lave in it, because you're showing you're being ma'ari the penimis, you can see the chastanis, but you're going to persevere and push yourself in makoimis where it's not easy to learn. That's going to be ma'ari you to realize that this is important. I'm doing something, and why am I doing it now? Because it's chashuv to me, not because everyone's doing it, because I appreciate it be'etzem. And therefore, if you do that in matzav where it's just hard to learn, then I will also be goyrim you to have more internalization and more leiv in your limud Torah, and may be a kinyan, and you'll be zeicha to have chachmas leiv. The Chazanish in Emunah B'Tochen, Gimel Kaf Dalet. Ein tehilas bal ha'alocha haguna, elon kein konaloi yirasu chachmasai. Ve'ein chachmas ha'Torah shruya b'leiv otum. And the empty heart is not shaykh chachmah. A baal halacha cannot be a baal halacha if he has the leiv otum. But you need yira to make the leiv not otum. If it's closed, it's pashtuk the heart. If it's closed heart, it's imamish chachmah's Torah cannot go in. Ki ikir taima badinus hanefesh hamesna'ala lamayla mechendas ne'i t'musa, which means that a person's taiva is mes'ala from the every asas chendas ha'ayim hazeh, and he's mes'ala from all the chendas ha'ayim hazeh. Moshetes by Lomas al Yonim, he had a chukov to have ruchnias. Tamash the second from Makor Chokma, Hashem Eves the Tvunas and Kate. There's a tremendous taiva for the Chokma Hashem. Hamish Hashem bechay Chokma bechodes to Avo. That he has a tremendous, tremendous desire to have a tzemoin for Chokma. It's only because if he has the yira beforehand, which has the leiv, is pesuach. Once leiv is pesuach, then he has a tremendous rutzin to have Chokma. That Torah more and more, and that is how. And he says that a person doesn't have has leiv atim, even if he has svara and he has lumdis and everything, but the Torah will never be zeicha to have the emes of pshat and havana in Torah. And the person has tremendous tzemoin. They say the Baruch Bar said on himself. The only reason why he became what he came was because he had a shiva to be a kiveger, so he became a Baruch Barrel. But otherwise, he wouldn't. The men's tzemoin. About that, we have to always, when we speak about shifas, you have to remember, Rashi see once spoke to Yungalite after Yungaman had a nervous breakdown. Because of it. So, not to be said that, Rishal Salanta said that a person has to have two interferers, two things leading him. One is one pocket of shifa, one pocket of semeach v'chalkoi. And when sometimes you're being shayif, the HR says, yeah, you're shayif, look, you didn't accomplish anything yet. So you fall apart. So you have to take from the other part, Semech Chalka in Ruchni. The Goyin says there's a Semech Chalka in Ruchni also. And they work together. If you have more Semech Chalka you have, you will more realize that you have in Ruchni, then you have been able to have more shayif. But if you think you have nothing, then you have no kerchis to be shayif. And but we see from here, Parat Ben Yoina's Hagdara of Chachma is not how much you know, but how much you're shoyt, how much you want. So that is a Chachma. That is Chachma Salev. Erder Meister, the Revolva, said that Baron Rothschild was once on a train, and he's discussing his business acts with someone. And there was a grocer, or some type of grocery man, was nearby. He started to listen in. So people asked him, like, you know, my Shaykhus, you're a grocery man selling, you know, potatoes and carrots, and this guy is dealing with millions of dollars. What's the kesher between you and him? He says, I can learn from the grace of Gvir of how much, how to, his acts, how can I apply it to my small grocery store. I can't become like him. I don't have the capability. I don't have the money. The way to do it. But from him, I can learn how to apply myself and my grocery, how to get the best out of my production of a grocer. So Rav said the same thing. We can learn from Gdolei Yisrael and Anakim B'Toira and Avoida that how we can apply in our own way with our own koiches. And that's why we can, that's why it's kedai to see from them and learn from them, not to be like them, but to be our best in our koiches. Chaim and Pasik Lamehe Chofal says, "Vayvol kol ish asher nasoi liboy v'chol asher nidva ruchay." So he says, "Doctor Arachaim, yeshtei hadrogos b'mesnadvin." The two people that give, echad who mesnadiv v'rotzei nafshe kifi choltoi. He does whatever he can. Erech lemoinoi. That's nadva ruchay. He's a nadva ruchay. I know whatever he can do. Listen, she ain't oisel ladavra k'moy tzar nafshe. He's not going to give up. He's not going to persevere. He's not going to tire himself to give more. That's not. They said that then is another daga. Hamisnadiv yoyser meyacholtoi megadol megoydol tuvyoys liboy lezeyika nasa liboy. He's willing to do much more than what he's capable of doing. Perish aleiv menasoi umarichoi beerich asher. Then the leiv is ma'arim that he's more chashiv. He's more capable. He can do more. Yoyser mashu lasays davar yakar and male who persevere. The male of Pazik Sir says by very kolish asher shal liboy, which is the higher daga. Then it says shal nadver ruchai, which is the lower daga. And the Ramban on the Pasuk also, they didn't know how to build a Mishkan. They were busy building rocks and stones and tents. They didn't know how to sew off a sheep clothing. So he says, "Rak v'yigba liboy b'darkei Hashem." Again, the lay v'yigba liboy b'darkei Hashem. Lovely say Moshe leimaloi ani esa kol ashar adoni doiver. They're masking as the lay shemay. They're missed Allah. Rashi in the Pasuk in Zira Yom and Beis Yudayin Chelik Beis Yudayin Vav V'igba Livu V'darki Hashem Shlehalach Ki'im V'darki Hashem Dugma Asher Nasa Liboin Oysano Chachma. That means this Pasuk by in our parasha V'igba Livu V'darki Hashem, the Lev is the Makar Chachma. And Yerucham over here says that any usher that became an usher was only because he had the tremendous initiative, tremendous rotzen, the fanem to become rich. And the same thing he said, Havdil, right, the Torah is much greater than any anak, ardei lavoina, and grace of Gdolei Yisrael is because they had the tremendous rotzen initiative to become Gdolei Yisrael, to become as much as they can to apply the koiches. And he says, we are the way we are because we just get by, we're happy, we're tefillin in our matziv, and we don't have the greater initiative, the greater rotzen to accomplish and to stein. And the Maisa, everybody knows we learn, we daven and everything. But the Maisa, we can even say over this Shita, he holds this, this Ramosha, and this Shira Shabbos, and this is this Shita, and that Shita. The Shaila is, where are we in the Sugya? And we can feed over Shitas, but where are we in the Sugya? We say every single Shabbos, saying Chel Kain of Azari Tacha, means every single person has a Chel. The person says, no, me, I'm not capable, and this and that. I'm not capable, who might have an opinion against Ramosha? Doesn't say that. If you ask Moshe, Moshe says Zichri should have an opinion. He has a tshuva that a person can think and learn, and so it comes out not like him, then pass not like him. I'm not saying that we should do have a capable of passing like a Moshe, but every person has to have a chelik in his Torah. But we go by, his opinion, and we don't put ourselves in our, have a cheshek to have our chelik of Torah. When I was a bucher in my yeshiva, my yeshiva Yitzchak Feinstock, he had Fur Shleima, he talmud Talmud Baron Kadler. He called a couple bachrim and he asked everybody a certain shaila about when to start the zman. I think that was the shaila, and he asked the bachur, "What's your opinion on the matter?" The bachur says, "I don't have an opinion." So he said, "Every bachur has to have an opinion. Why? Because opinion is you. You're atzmis. You have a lev. You have a chias." He said one time, he said, "Byron Kozel, when he got up in shir and started saying chiddush, when he knew that there's what to argue, that's when he started screaming the most." because he knows there'll be a snagdus, and he's willing to fight. Because when you have a cheshit, when it's your leg, when it's your Torah and your chelik, so you fight for it and you give up for it because it's you. If you don't, you don't care so much, then you don't have a leg. It's not your chaim. Why is it a chochmas leg? Leg is a makar chaim. If it's the chochmas is the leg, it's you, and you live it and you breathe it. So then you fight for it. That's why a person said koch in learning and have a geschmack in learning. And happens to be that people have a nevus. What am I opinion? Who am I to have such an opinion? Except when you have Gdolei Yisrael say das Torah, then they have a opinion opposite mamash the cholik and kamayu. That's when they have opinions. When they're supposed to have opinions, they don't have opinions. When they shouldn't have opinions, then they have. The Dei Torah works both ways. But a person has to have chokhmah leib. And Ervada, when a person learns, he has to learn without atlas. Pasuk in Mishlei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph Chav Zayin in Mishlei, Lechem Atzus Loi Soichel. Dr. Goin, Shloimed Ba Atlas Der Chavar Balma. He learns Shitchis. He just just basically knows what it's saying over here. The idea, he gets the basic idea. He says Nashat Ein Kemach Ein Torah. Because Ein Kemach means Litchoin Hetiv Dikduki Teresen. You have to chew it. Hoiti Hadin Lamita. Then bring out the emes. Then that's an Ein Kemach. If you don't chew the Torah, it's the Kemach. You don't chew it. Oz Ein Torah. Times is the Torah. The choice of the Torah you don't have. Because if you don't care so much, then you go through Havar Shitchias. But if it's Leiv, if Leiv is involved, then you learn it differently. As the Chazanish, Lasha Chazanish, Hamashah Seis, Vachek, Achokma, Vacholis, Ava. And the Pasuk in Mishlei, Zayin Chavdalad, Espnei Mavin Chokma. So the Ebenezer says that Yilamid Min Kol Adam. And his David also says it means Espnei Mavin Chokma is he's right, he's Mukhan to learn from Kol Adam. That's a Chokma. Why he has a Tzemoin, as Yehuda said, that he's willing to learn from even a anybody. As I mentioned once, Rella Manlinger's Mashal, that a person's watching Lori Leinu, he's into sports, and he's watching a game, and all of a sudden he has a blackout. And it goes out of nowhere. His mom is to hear his team, what happened? So what did he do? He leaves his wife in the dark and runs outside in the street and he starts finding, he finds anybody, a little boy. Who won? Tell me the score. Why? Are you unembarrassed to ask the little boy? He says, no, because he has such a tremendous team, it's his life. It's the same thing when it comes to chokhmah. Who cares if the person is a certain age, older, younger, it doesn't make a difference. He did learn, he didn't learn. If he has some chokhmah in him and you can gain from it, so if it's your life, then you're willing to give up for it and ask yourself, and that's Eidu chokhmah, halayim mikol adam. And Rapam said a story that Baruch Be'er had once was giving shir during World War One, and there's a matzah sakana with the bullets shooting and flying. So Baruch Be'er was meisav nefesh to say shir. So then when he said, well, a different time he said over the shir, he said it was meisav a tesefes chiddush. So he said that this tesefes prat chiddush that I had was because during that shir I was meisav nefesh to say this shir, so I was zeicha to this tesefes chiddush. So Rapam said, Meir, so if you'd say, Baruch would say, you know, and I because I was meisav nefesh to say this shir, so I was zeicha to learn half a shas. Then, oh, very good shmak. We understand that's just nefesh. But Baruch was saying he was so happy that he was zeicha to tesefes chiddush on a Gemara. That's chashiv because eitel Baruch Be'er. That's chashiv. A spickle, a brekalus. Chedushi Torah to Baruch Be'er, that's mamish chashev. As Rigan Mill says, a mashal, he says, a person, a diamond cutter. After he finishes the day work cutting diamonds, what does he do? He gets on the floor, his hands and knees, and looks around, see maybe anything fell on any small piece of diamond. So a person has no shaykh to diamonds, doesn't know what diamonds are, he says, what are you wasting time with little specks? But a person who values diamonds understands that every speck, you gather them together, you can stud them on a ring, on a bracelet, it has a lot of chashivas. He says, a bachur, young man, has to appreciate a breakfast. A shtickle Torah, even a mashu. Once someone told Rapam a shtickle Torah from a sefer he bought on the Medrash. So Rapam said it's kedai the whole sefer just for that Torah, that shtickle Torah, that emes. That because if you have to mine every single thing, every single prat, and that's another way to get chokhmas late. If a person tries to chop a rye in a moment where he has free time, he's waiting for a bus, he's waiting for his wife to get ready for the chasana. Okay, I had a long time then, but even two for. Waiting and you're waiting for this, it has to stop, it's coming and going, and so you pull out a Rashi, you pull out something, and you learn a Mishnah, you learn a Pasuk, you say over a Pasuk, it's because a Brekala, Stikala Torah is Chashiv. If a person has a lathe and has a Tzemoyin and he lives it, then he'll chop a Ryan, and even if he doesn't feel it, but if he pushes the Chaps around those different times when he can, then he'll be Taka Bikoina Chachma slave.